Thursday.
Radio.
Check with Lisa. No. Three promises in the middle three times. Good afternoon, friends. Don Todrin here, Second Wind. What a great day it is. Today, we're going to do pillar one of our four-pillar system. Pillar one. All right, folks. So pillar one is, you know, these four pillars are just right on the nose, right on the button. They are so right on, they will create success if you follow the four pillars. Quickly, management by the numbers, number one. Number two, reinvention. Number three, sales and marketing and internet presence. Number four, debt forgiveness. Do these four things, I guarantee you profitable, successful businesses. Yes, it works. All right, management by the numbers. So here's the deal. I don't know why, but people, they shun away from numbers. You know, they have an accountant who does it all. They see their tax return at the end of the year, and that's as close as they get to numbers, and I don't get it. Now, not all business owners, but most. Look, I talk to dozens of business owners every week, all over the country, for years. And everyone says, I'm not a numbers guy. I'm not a numbers person. I don't know those numbers. I don't know them. I don't care. I don't like numbers. Stop it. Stop it immediately. If you can't do some numbers, then you shouldn't be in business. Go get a job. It's like flying blind. It's like driving across the country without a map. And it gives you the ability to make management decisions that are effective, appropriate. You know, I look at numbers and they tell me exactly what to do. I'll do some numbers for a business and I'll find out that payroll is 75% of gross revenue. To which I say, oh, we'll solve that immediately. You need to reduce your payroll, remove some people. It's too high of a percentage. You're not getting the right productivity. There's 100 things we can do. And then all of a sudden, with a stroke of a pencil, removing four or five people, and now all of a sudden you're profitable again. Accounts receivable collections averaging 90 days. Well, you don't have 90 days worth of cash for overhead, so you can't do that. Get rid of them, sue them, collect on them. Yeah, I know they're good clients. You need less clients like that. You need more revenue now. You don't have the cash to support it. Seasonality, what does that do to you? Oh, my gosh, it can kill a company. Summer sales plummet, and then you don't have the money to buy inventory for the Christmas quarter. So you lose revenue there, and it spirals down. Preparing for seasonal differences and variations. Critical, but how do you do it if you haven't planned? And on and on and on it goes. So what we do with Pillar One is the first thing we do is we create a cash flow pro forma for the whole year. Projections, yes, based on history or just gut, but we adjust it every week, every day, every month, so it gets more and more accurate. Eventually, it tells you exactly what you're doing. You can see when you're in the red, when you're in the black, what your revenue has to be to succeed, what your payroll must be, what everything works together. We have a spreadsheet for this where everything is interactive. Change one number and all the other numbers change with it. You don't have to do any arithmetic. So, you know, you plug in your overhead, you plug in your revenue, and you see what happens. It tells you. Management by the numbers. You no longer have to make bad decisions. You don't have to do it on intuition. You don't have to do it on gut or what your competitors are doing. Pricing. Most of my clients don't know how they got to their price. They're not sure what their margins are. They don't know if it's profitable or not. And yet the more they sell, the more they lose. It's an amazing thing. They don't know their numbers. Look, we have passion for our business. We want to be in business. We want to be independent. We want to do this, but we can't do it without knowing our numbers. There are more numbers. At the end of the month, you got to look at a profit and loss. How did you do? If you're the type of business that works on jobs, different jobs, then you need to know a P&L on each job. How did you do? And if you didn't do the profit that you thought, why? And then you solve those questions. You solve those problems. Key indicators. All right. Key indicators. So in my business, I use a number of key indicators to test the strength of my business and to determine whether I'm going up or down. Look, there's no such thing as neutral. Your business is either going up or it's going down. So my key indicator that I like is new contracts. How many new contracts did I bring in this month? Not overly concerned about the money or the size or the amount. I do look at that as a secondary key indicator. What's the gross dollar expected volume on a monthly basis on new contracts and on old contracts? I even break it down to the type of contracts. How many of this, how many of that? That way I can sense the direction that we're going, up or down. If it's down, I fix it. If it's up, I do more of what I'm doing. Key indicators. If you're manufacturing, production numbers, new sales numbers, delivery numbers, convenience stores work on dollars per cubic foot. How about that for a key indicator? They'll look at a particular item, and if it's not moving and producing enough dollars for the space it takes, they either reduce the space or they replace it. Airplanes, they work on number of seats filled. That's a key indicator. Restaurants, number of tables turned in the night. That's their key indicator as to how they're doing. Alcohol, number of shots served. So it's good to have key indicators that are measuring something other than dollars because the whole process relates to action strategies. And what you're doing is much more important as a key indicator than how many dollars it produces. Besides, when you go to your employees, whether they're production or sales or wherever they're at, they can't relate to dollars. They can only relate to what their job is about. If they're in production, you got to produce more widgets per hour. Do they know how many widgets per hour they're expected to produce? Is another great question. Key indicators allow you to measure the health of your business at any moment in time. Every month should be reviewed. I review my P&Ls. I definitely do it every month. I frequently do it during the course of the month. I certainly check my key indicators daily. Accounts receivable. Daily, I look at my average age and how much is out there. How many clients are not paying me on time? Very important indicator, and I know exactly where I should be and what's healthy and what isn't for my business. You can have key indicators on anything. All right. Incentive-based reward systems. Oh, my goodness. How important is that? Everybody in your business should be working based on success. Now, it's easy when you're a salesperson, commission based on revenue. But even there, I never see the split commission, which I should see, the split commission, a lower commission on existing repeat business from existing clients, a higher commission on new business. You want your salespeople to go where the revenue is for the company. And they should earn more on new business and just babysitting old business, important, but not worth the full commission. Not only that, I see that what we're doing with salespeople is we're giving out, give them 60 grand and the commission's worth 10 grand. Well, big deal. If you gave them 10 grand and made the commission's worth 50 grand, then you'd see nothing but action. If you pay them enough to survive, without the incentives, then the incentives aren't incentives. If you make the incentives big and the draw small, it works. Key incentive-based reward systems. Everybody should work on success. Look, if you're bidding jobs, if your team doesn't know how many hours you've allocated to any aspect of the job, then when they're out there doing it, they don't know what their expectations are. They don't know what you bid for. And if they take 10 hours, when you bid 5 hours, you've just lost money. They don't know. If you told them it's 5 hours to do this, they'd get it done in 5 hours. Employees want to fulfill your mission, but you got to give them guidelines. Incentive-based reward system, paid for success, paid for productivity, paid for showing up, paid for action, not just for putting in your time, paid for results. That's how you run a company successfully. There's so many numbers that can work for you. Those are the three big ones, a cash flow pro forma, P&L reports, accounts receivable monitoring, incentive-based reward systems, key indicators, measuring the pulses of your business. And that you could be sitting on the beach in Miami, and along with a few other numbers, cash in, your accounts payable. Dating on that, how old is your average payable? How much is your payable? Are they growing? If your accounts payable are growing, then you know something's wrong. Look into it. Half a dozen numbers. Few reports, man. You can sit on the beach and run your business like it's perfect. You don't have to be there, especially if you have trained employees. And even if you're sitting in your office, read your reports and then talk to your managers. Something is not working. Show them. Let them solve the problems. Or solve the problems yourself if that's what you're inclined to do. But management by the numbers works. I'll go back to the original one, the cash flow pro forma. You can only imagine the eyes lighting up, the delight, the eureka. I know what my business looks like. I can fix this. I see the issues when you do a 12-month cash flow. And when you do it for 1 year, and you go into year two, and you get last year to look at and say, well, this is what we did. This is what happened. This is what we can expect. And only now we'll do better. How much money do you need for inventory? How much inventory do you need to carry? Advertising, you know, everything you're doing, it's numbers that will tell you what's working and what's not working. You have to be a numbers person, folks. Management by the numbers. You can't go wrong. You can only be right. When the recession hit and businesses didn't downsize, revenues plummeted, yet payroll stayed right where it was. That was the kiss of death. Hundreds of businesses went out of business. The rents were high. They didn't negotiate. They had too much inventory. The receivables were out 90, 120 days. They didn't collect. Payables were going through the ceiling. Revenue was dropping like a rock, and they kept the same payroll. The kiss of death. Gone. The smart managers, the well-read and led companies, they took the information, they made adjustments. They downsized, they negotiated, they moved. They changed landlords. They eliminated inventory. They changed marketing strategies. They reeled in receivables. They carefully monitored payables. And lo and behold, not only did they survive, but they won. They won. All right. So that's it. That's management by the numbers, pillar one. Now, what we will do is we will put all these programs in place. We'll design them. We'll implement them. We'll show you how to run them. We'll do the cash flow performance. We'll show you how to adjust it, how to live with it, how to read it, how to get a P&L, how to read it, how to put in incentive-based reward systems and key indicators in what they mean. All right, folks, that's pillar one. Can't wait for next week. Pillar two, reinvention. That's a great one, man. All right, talk to you then, folks. By the way, call me anytime. I'm here to talk to you. Bye-bye.